One of the ways in my own practice that I had the idea about what meditation was, I thought that if I wasn't choosing, I wasn't consciously choosing where the attention was landing, then it meant I wasn't being mindful. And I kind of equated those two, my ability to direct the attention to the breath, for example, and stay there. That was mindfulness. And to me, this points to a distinction. There's actually a distinction between this factor, these two factors in the mind of attention and mindfulness. Mindfulness is this basic capacity that we have to know what's happening in the present moment while it's happening. And we cultivate that mindfulness in a particular way to just be curious about the happenings as opposed to having an agenda about doing anything with them, just to be curious and learn with those happenings, just to notice them, to be with them. So that's the mindfulness, just this kind of capacity to know the experience in the present moment as it's happening. Attention is a function of mind that chooses out of the field of what is happening something to connect with or attend to. And that attention has a lot of different ways that it works. It can connect to a broad sense of stillness, or it can connect to the sound of a door opening, or it could connect to the movement of something in your environment, or it could connect to a particular sensation in the body. So the attention is this kind of choosing out of the field, something that the mind meets or connects with. And then we can see, you know, we can kind of recognize in a way that we can have attention. The mind can connect with experience without mindfulness. We don't need mindfulness to have attention working. And actually, thank goodness, because we are constantly like lost in our thoughts and walking down the street and managing to navigate all of the, you know, the cars and the sidewalks and stuff without being aware, without being consciously aware. But attention, perception, all of those functions of mind are doing their job in that time without us being consciously aware of it. And so this is attention at work. So attention connects with and kind of recognizes what's going on around us. And this factor of attention it's interesting because there can be a conscious choice. When there is mindfulness, there can be a conscious choice. I would like to attend to my breath. Can I notice the feeling of the sensations of my hands or feet? And, you know, so we can choose. It is amenable to conscious control. But if we're not consciously controlling it, our conditioning will be, you know, the conditions of our body and mind will be doing that choosing for us. And it's a very useful thing. I mean, we really can see this if we're driving a car, doing something like that, riding a bicycle, you know, that we can do that without thinking about it much, because the conditioning has been established to have the mind know when and what to pay attention to. You know, I don't have to think when I'm merging onto a freeway, oh, let me look over my shoulder, let me look in the rearview mirror, see if there's somebody coming. You know, it just happens because it's been so conditioned. When I first was a 16-year-old driving, you know, it's kind of like, oh, there's so much to pay attention to. What do I do? And really having to think about it. But then those become conditioned. And so attention is also very, it's amenable to our conditioning. So the, you know, the choices of what attention meets can just be a reflection of conditioning, not of our conscious choosing in the moment. And so in our receptive awareness practice, we are kind of exploring basically the conditioning of our minds. And rather than choosing where to aim the attention, we let go of that and simply watch, you know, what is happening. So we're kind of noticing where the attention is naturally drawn. So again, coming back to that naturalist analogy, you might be sitting in the nature and just kind of receptive, open, you know, not particularly aiming the attention at something. And then a noise happens. You hear a little scrabbling noise and the attention goes there. Because, you know, there's a kind of a natural way that the attention is directed to that. So we're not choosing it. We're receptive to what is kind of naturally arising. And that's how we're exploring our meditation practice in this receptive awareness, receptive attention. We're exploring what is arising. And then just being with that, noticing our relationship to that, noticing ideas, views, beliefs around that. This is also something that we can play with in walking practice. And, you know, this is, we walk a lot in our day. And so, you know, cultivating this capacity to be mindful, to be aware while walking. One of the things that can be interesting to notice is just open to that receptivity, being a naturalist while walking. Notice where the attention is drawn. You know, not trying to do it, not trying to look for things or hear things particularly or feel things particularly, but just walking, knowing that you're walking. That's kind of a simple way to look at this, and noticing where the, and then the awareness can be curious about where the attention is drawn. It might be drawn in the field of seeing when there's a shift of if there's a movement or you've moved past or you've moved into a place where there's a big shift of color or form nearby, the attention can get drawn to those things very naturally. It's just like part of our, again, it's part of our conditioning that we will be drawn to movement, to color. It may happen with hearing that a loud sound kind of arises. There's a motorcycle that goes by and the attention will go to that. Or it may be that something arises internally, a feeling or a mood or a sensation. If you step on something or step on a crack, funny, the body wobbles a little bit and the attention is drawn to that. So just being curious about where the attention is drawn. This kind of practice of allowing mindfulness to kind of almost follow the attention, right? It's kind of like just the attention is doing what it's doing. And the mindfulness is kind of just trying to stay with it, just open to that. It can feel almost like following, or it can feel like the awareness is kind of still and things are coming into it. But however it feels, it's fine. Just kind of that curiosity of noticing where the attention is drawn. This can be easy, you know, in walking, for instance, it can be kind of fun and easy to do with the field of seeing. You can kind of aim at that, noticing the difference between seeing in a broad sense and looking at something where the attention is kind of narrowed down and directed to something. Sayadaw Utejaniya often points to this, noticing the difference between seeing and looking and hearing and listening. So you can see where the attention kind of shifts into that. So this in daily life is really a valuable exploration, because so often I'd say that when the attention shifts, when it kind of moves to something, our habit with that is not to be aware of that shift, but to rather start thinking about, worrying about, planning with that thing that the attention has shifted to. So the Buddha describes this in a teaching called the Honeyball Sutta, or actually I think it's another Mahakasapa, I think, offering this teaching that when the eye meets form, there's consciousness, and what then there's feeling, and then what is felt is perceived. The next thing, so that's just basically the functioning of our system. There's sight, and the sight comes in, and the mind becomes conscious of that, and there's a feeling around that and a perception around that. And the next thing that the teaching says is, and what one perceives, that one thinks about. And that's very natural. I mean, even at a very basic level, we've perceived something like a sound. So there's a kind of perception of sound, and then there's a subtle thought there that's going to identify the sound. It's a bird. And then there may be more thoughts. The next thing is, and what one thinks about, that one mentally proliferates. So from there, from that, oh, it's a bird, we might start thinking about, what kind of a bird is it? Have I heard that bird before? Can I find the bird? Where is it? There's all kinds of other things that happen. And that happens so fast when the attention picks up on something. You know, when attention shifts and notices something, that shift into from perception into thinking and then getting lost happens so fast, we often don't notice that the attention has picked up on that object, shifted to that object. So this curiosity, or getting familiar with that experience of the attention shifting, there's a kind of just a there's a, an interesting kind of almost feeling in the mind when the attention orients. And we can get familiar with that quality. And when that happens, become interested in that rather than the thing that we've attended to. It's useful to pick up on, no, okay, yes, bird, you know, that's what the mind attended to, but you don't have to then redirect away from the bird. It's just, oh, that's what the mind is doing. It's noticing the sound of the bird. And with that kind of opening to that, there doesn't have to be the proliferation, because there's the awareness of being with that experience. It does seem quite often that leap into proliferation happens because the mind is not fully aware of what is going on in this moment. So this kind of curiosity about the shift of attention in daily life, really, really helpful. Also useful in our sitting practice, because I think that moment when the attention shifts to something in our sitting, you know, that shift of attention from thing to thing, often the mind will wander when the attention has shifted and we haven't clearly recognized the shift of attention. Again, it might be that it's a sound that happens, and you know, the neighbor's dog is barking, and there might be that kind of reactivity to that that's not noticed, and then thinking about that that's not noticed, and you're gone. So if you can notice that, oh, the mind shifted to, you know, it's like there was a kind of a sense of ease and peace and subtleness, and the mind was happy with that. So the attention was taking in possibly a settledness, but a subtle attachment to that without having been seen. And so when the dog barks and the attention, you know, it's like there's this, oh, I didn't like that, and that wasn't seen, the shift, and the mind just leaps out. So if we can kind of be curious about that shift of attention, it can really support us to, oh, now what's happening is there's a dog barking, and that's what's going on. You know, that the sound, that's the sound that's going on. That's what's being experienced right now.